ZTY Mobile.
04 ZEW Mobile.
PA3JCA.
Oh, how you doing? This is Richard.
Back.
From you.
Yeah, I've been hanging around on DMR a lot lately. I've been helping a lot of people either learn how to use their radios or how to program code plugs. So I'm trying to spend some more time back on 610.
Having to go out of town for work for a week. But I worked down in Florence, and it was actually the same week they had their monthly Florence Amateur Radio Society meeting. So I met up with those guys and hung out with them for an evening.
Awesome. That's not too often that happens, that you go out of town and you happen to fall in the same week that they have a club meeting. A lot of good folk down there?
They had a pretty good turnout. I don't know that the club roster is really heavy, but a lot of them showed up. I mean, it was 15, 20 people.
A pretty good turnout.
Upstate, or the Blue Ridge Club, has a lot of people, at least a lot of people checking in on the net. But I don't know, I went to my first meeting at the beginning of October, and it was, a dozen of us, two, three new people.
I used to go, and the turnout was real good because there were times it was standing room only in the Red Cross building, and that's when my wife and my daughter and I would go to the meetings and so forth. But since my health has gotten the way it has, I don't get out as much as I would like to.
Really got out of the swing of it during the pandemic. So, you know, that's 2 years of habit building of not going and or doing it over Zoom. So, hopefully the turnout will pick back up. It was real cool. It was good to again go to an event that I could start putting faces to names and call signs.
Talking to somebody earlier, I think this weekend, the 25th here, I think it's coming up Saturday, I think it's the Gaffney Ham Fest up there, but they usually hold that at the church up there.
I think it was the Anderson Club had like a miniature ham fest last Saturday, possibly. But I'm not entirely sure. I don't know about the Gaffney one.
The Anderson Club held a ham fest, and then I know that there was testing for the club at the Red Cross building, and then there was another gentleman that was having. Oops, hold on, let me turn my volume on my computer down. I just loaded World of Warcraft.
I've got to get out there to the one in Anderson. It doesn't seem like it was just really casual the way it sounded.
Go to one of those when I first got there. It's held out a little park with a pavilion. So, and it's a lot of flea market or tailgating and so forth like that type situation. So it's pretty good.
And I was reading, I think ARRL is having a winter field day, and it'll be in January on one of the weekends. Is that a thing, or is that just reading something else?
I thought about that. I'll have to research it here. It'd be nice to have a winter field day.
Yeah. I know the big national one is in June, but, and then they have these little contests in between. They just had a 6-meter contest recently.
I haven't been into contesting in a while. I used to, back in Delaware, I used to do it practically every weekend. We'd start like on a Friday night and go Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Did a lot of the CW, VHF, UHF 6-meter contest, regular HF contest that ARRL sponsors, and so forth like that. A friend and I back home there, we were really into it, and it's funny, I had a little small utility room off my garage, but on the back side of like where my fireplace was, it was probably like a 6x10 room, and just big enough to have a desk in there and a couple computers, and set up the radios and run everything into that room. So it was a nice little setup that I had, and we'd sit there and contest.
Cool. I'm still in the research phase as far as HF stuff. I think I might have had a discussion with you before that. I'm still trying to figure out, you know, what I want to do with it and which direction I want to go, and instead of just throwing money and equipment at it, figuring it out. But I don't know, maybe I'm being too picky. So I set up, my office is downstairs, and we have a house that's built into a berm. And so my office is almost radio free. I can barely get Rock 101 down there. So I have to feed up through two floors to get up to the roof to get an antenna up and out. So I'm kind of dealing with some logistics issues as far as my shack set up. So a couple little puzzles there to figure out first.
I would say so. Yeah, that would definitely, it's almost like having a Faraday cage around your house, huh?
That half of it is built into the hill. So the back half of the downstairs, I could probably put some screen in behind the sheetrock and it'd actually be a Faraday cage. Don't think it would take much.
What you mean? Well, I need to run here. My daughter just came home with dinner. Looks like we're going to have some sushi food tonight that she picked up. So, but I heard you on there. I wanted to say hi. And hopefully we'll catch you on here again. KA3JCA.
Get a minute during the day, I'll reach out to you sometime for a simplex test. I built a new antenna. I'd like to give it a try. With work, it's just sort of sporadic when I can get on during the day. But enjoy your sushi. That's good stuff. And KO4ZEW, this is Ben. I'll be clear.
W3JCA.